first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and yes, it's another edition of Spouting Off. Well, things keep getting curiouser and curiouser, as now the news of the moment is that Mike Pence has been, quote, caught with classified documents in his home. As per one of my favorite sites, the Liberty Daily, I'm not real crazy about some of the nicknames they give people. I wish they would just do the news. Yes, it is a conservative site. I don't like to do that. However, they report news that nobody else wants to report, and they have a point of view. In this case, collapse of the uniparty swamp, we can only hope, continues as Mike Pence discovers classified documents. He discovered them, or did the CIA discover them in his home? It's getting stranger and stranger. Color me skeptical about the sudden interest in national security by the propaganda media. Suddenly, they are so worried about classified documents. It just doesn't sound quite legit to me. And I think it's a very good idea when you've been lied to and lied to and lied to, and the same people keep lying to you and tell you the sun will come up in the morning, probably it's a wise idea to go out and look. Now, that doesn't mean I have any love whatsoever for Mike Pence. As a matter of fact, I think he is one of the classic, he's right up there with Liz Cheney. These people who claim to be Republicans are really a part of the uniparty deep state. And in that case, the Liberty Daily, in my opinion, is right on the money. And they make no bones about it, by the way, just as an aside, my asides have asides. And that is that, the difference in journalism is that people who claim to be reporting the news but are telling you what to think about it and are doing opinion journalism, even though they're telling you that they are merely reporting the news, they're telling you a point of view. Also a point of view is to leave out vast amounts of information that just don't fit their narrative. But I digress. So Mike Pence, whom any self-respecting Republican has no love whatsoever for, he discovers classified documents in his home. The very fact, and I have said this before, that the media is suddenly reporting on Biden's little classified documents in his garage with his Corvette shows me that something's up. Something is always up with these people because you can never take anything at face value. So I'm going to leave it there because we have a wonderful guest later on in the program, Angie Wong, and we're going to ask her about Mike Pence and the classified documents and Biden and a whole lot more. So maybe we will just leave that there. Another little program note, I usually don't do this by telling you, wait till Thursday, because I'm going to pull the audio from something that is, by the way, also on the Liberty Daily, and they don't pay me to say this. There are a lot of sites that have tried to take the place of the Drudge Report. Anybody who has read the Drudge Report, and I don't anymore, knows that it is not the Drudge Report of old. Somebody bought it. Somebody probably, this is an assertion, I'm speculating, somebody probably told Drudge, we're going to pay you this money and we're going to pay you off, but you may not go public. That's part of our deal. You may not tell anyone that you sold Drudge, so that very foolish, unsuspecting people will think that you somehow changed your point of view from the days when you exposed Bill Clinton and the "I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." That's how old the Drudge Report is, but it is not the same Drudge Report. So a lot of places rushed to fill that void with a very similar kind of style. That, you know, big black letters on white background, and it's a news aggregator. That's what it is. And there are others. There's Whatfinger, which keeps changing its style. But just take a look at thelibertydaily.com, and you will always see wonderful and stories that nobody else reports. Above the fold, as we like to see, there is no fold on internet news sites anymore, but the term exists anyway. It's like dialing up a phone, even though nobody dials anymore. Nevertheless, on the currently, now it may not be there for long because they change this page quite regularly. There is about fourth down, and I just listened to it right before the post time or broadcast time, so I don't have the audio, but I'm going to have it. Hopefully, our esteemed producer will have it for us on Thursday. Zelensky of Ukraine is caught telling the truth. It's about a 1 minute audio and video that he gives away the entire globalist playbook and the military of, this is the headline in the Liberty Daily. Zelensky just gave away the globalist playbook of the military-industrial complex, big business. So these people are maniacal. It is no secret that Zelensky is part of it. He's part of the corruption of it. He is, America is draining its military reserves to hand it over to Ukraine to conduct a proxy war with Russia. And we've been watching that. Isn't it interesting how, you know how I know that? I'm not a genius. Some people call me that, but I'm not a genius. It doesn't take a genius to recognize that the minute the Ukraine war started, the media was telling us what to think about it. Even before some of the bombs had even dropped, they were telling us Putin is Hitler, Zelensky is a great hero. Putin is the next, he's evil and he's maniacal and he's evil and he's a dictator. I love it because the Democrats and the radical left, which controls the Democrat Party, love dictators as long as it's their dictators. So, and I imagine that they love Mike Pence too, because Mike Pence suddenly showed his true colors on January 20th and since. And I think the left would love to run Mike Pence against Donald Trump. But guess what? There isn't a Republican, you know, there's probably a handful of people that have any love or interest in Mike Pence whatsoever. So Zelensky just gave away the globalist playbook of the military-industrial complex. I'll give you a hint, partly, as to what he says. He says they're going to collude with business, big business, American business. He mentions BlackRock. He mentions a host of other companies, I can't remember at the moment, that are no longer private if foreign governments and American governments are controlling and colluding with them. I just did an interview the other day in which we know why the Marxists and socialists and communists want to stick it to small businesses. Remember when the left hated Walmart and loved mom and pop businesses? Not anymore. No, because small businesses cannot be controlled, manipulated, and bought off in large numbers like Walmart, Coca-Cola, and Bank of America. You know, these companies, this is the very definition of corporate fascism. And Zelensky somehow in this video that we will hear the audio from hopefully on Thursday, gives us a heads up, is caught telling the truth and telling us that he has designs on American big business to make sure to address the globalist goals of these Marxists. Now, Ukraine is known for being among the most corrupt countries in the world. I'm sorry to say we're watching the kind of corruption in America that is probably giving it a run for its money. But I'll leave it there because I will play this even if I have other issues to discuss on Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. Another thing I just wanted to mention is that I, like a lot of people, I watched football over the weekend with my husband. We watched most of the four big games leading up to the Super Bowl. And I was struck by commercials that are phenomenally cynical, directing Christians to be open borders because Jesus was a refugee. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if you paid attention to that. Everybody knows I'm not a Christian. I'm Jewish. But the directing these open border political messages to Christians by claiming that Jesus was a refugee and, oh, he couldn't find room in the inn is a despicable way to water down people of faith and their position. While they are on the one hand censoring, punishing, suppressing Christianity itself, they're addressing the watered down Christians to tell you, see, it's Christian to be a lefty with no boundaries, no principles, and no right and wrong. Now, I haven't talked to a whole bunch of Christians lately about this, but I plan to. And I just have the feeling that Christians believe that there is such a thing as right and wrong, and that an open border that puts people in danger of all races is probably a bad thing. So just, you know, be skeptical about what you're watching with these commercials. I wouldn't ban them, but I'd pay attention to them. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off, and we will be back right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Everyone to Spouting Off. Such a pleasure to have you along with us. Among the issues that I am watching very closely, and you know what? A good deal of the public is too, is this whole phenomena of people dying suddenly in the prime of their lives and the media showing virtually no interest at all in this phenomena. They are putting out pathetic little articles telling you why it's not the jab, why it's dangerous to even think it's the jab. And if you've been watching, that right there should make everyone highly and deeply suspicious. Here to talk about it is Dr. Richard Urso, MD, co-founder of the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists. He's organizer of Global COVID Summit, over 17,000 members, and he is an ophthalmologist, former chief of orbital oncology at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Distinguished career and willing to speak out, which now apparently requires courage, which is just a terrible shame. But we are delighted to have with us Dr. Richard Urso. Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I know a couple other additive things. You know, I've done 11 years of lab work, invented an FDA-approved drug. I'm currently working with four different drug companies. I know a lot about inflammation and this disease. I've been speaking out since 2020 because of the absurdity of no treatment. So there's a lot to talk about. The dying suddenly is real. Just had a call myself, just anecdotally, just this morning from a 31-year-old friend that her 32-year-old friend's husband just passed away just last night suddenly. And he has, you know, a baby coming on, his third baby coming on, wondering if I could help donate to some of their donation campaign.
We're being expected to think that this is normal and nobody's hysterical about it on the propaganda media because we're just being gaslighted into believing that this is normal. Talk about that if you would. We're going to dive right into this.
You know, it's fifth generation warfare, right? So what we're seeing is you'll see things on there like stress can induce heart attacks, referee whistles can induce heart attacks, playing
climate
too many
change.
Video games can
it's
cause heart
change.
Attacks.
Yes, it is.
So what we're seeing and what's the data? So I think in general anecdotal stuff is one thing, but the data shows in one quarter, they stopped reporting this data, by the way, in the last two quarters, between the ages of 25 to 44, there was an 84% uptick in deaths, which is an unprecedented number. This is a 10% rise in deaths would be a one in 200 year experience. So and we saw in the last year from the actuarial data that between the ages of 18 to 64, there was a 40% rise in deaths in 2021 and 2022. So we're seeing these massive upticks in death in patients who would otherwise be healthy and working in adults. So this is real. It's happening. It's definitely from the almost likely 99.9% likely from the vaccination program. None of this happened in 2020. And what we're seeing is this messaging to try to make excuses for it. You made a good point. I'm gonna go over that. They actually have articles coming out and saying, oh, it's because of trying to catch up from COVID. Hospitals are in disarray. There's people didn't go to appointments for 2 years. And then they, at the end, I even have a line, I just gave a talk in Stockholm, Sweden, where they actually say, but we know what it's not from. It's not from the vaccination program. How can you know that? You didn't even look. You didn't even
check. You know what, Dr. Urso, I don't know if you saw the, forgive me, I'm just dying, chomping at the bit here. Did you see the Babylon Bee cartoon that said, we don't know what it is, but we know what it's not?
Yeah, exactly. So this is gaslighting, like you said, all the time. Yeah.
Preposterous on its face. Babylon Bee can't even do comedy or mockery anymore because, this is actually happening. What is most disturbing is that anybody with half a brain would be suspicious of those people who are trying to suppress information, just like they suppressed ivermectin, just like they suppressed information on remdesivir that's harmful. Talk to us.
So speaking of remdesivir, just going on remdesivir, let me tell you how absurd it is. The virus only replicates for 5 to 7 days. So if you give remdesivir, it has to be there for a replicating virus. So since it's not replicating, when you give it a day 10, 15, 20, you're only giving something that's going to be toxic to whatever's replicating, which is going to be your normal cells, your mitochondria. It's going to hurt you. It cannot help you because the virus is only inflammatory particles at that point in time, causing lots of inflammation. There's nothing replicating in a virus, a respiratory virus, after 5 to 7 days, period. So it's absurd. Uh-huh. This has been going on. I've been talking about it since, like I said, 2020. Talked to Deborah Birx about it. Was in the White House talking to Vice President Pence. First of all, they're all very friendly in conversations. No one was rude. Nobody was mean. All the stuff we talked about behind the scenes was very pleasantly discussed. So for what that's worth, that's been that way always, at least from my standpoint. But in general, there's an unawareness. I think because the whole novel coronavirus thing, there was this thought that maybe that we couldn't do autopsies for 30 days after because somebody might have live virus in their body and maybe transmit it, which is completely absurd because, like I said, no one's dying in the first day or two. It's all happening in week 2 and 3. And the virus is completely, at that point, dead body parts. It's no longer viable as a virus. So, and I think there was some unawareness about that. I actually just showed her some of the data from other respiratory viruses. But at the time, this is mid-2020, there was no data on the competency of this particular virus. And now there is. And so we do know that it's like all the other respiratory viruses, 5 to 7 days or so, and it's done. And that's why you saw CDC walking back the guidelines, which we were able to get. Redfield was really up on this back all the way in August 2020. We got him to walk it back. And then a week later, he had to extend it out because there was so much pressure on him because he had shortened the time of exposure to when the person could go back to work to, like, I think 10 days. And people gave him a hard time, so he extended it back out to a longer period until they're PCR positive.
Dr. Urso, could we fast forward? I hate to do this, but we've been jumping all around because you have so much information. We have so little time, and it's my fault. How common is cardiac arrest in otherwise healthy 24-year-old athletes like Damar Hamlin? And what does the everyday layman person need to know to wade through the, yes, misinformation and disinformation that somehow this is totally normal, that people are dropping dead of unknown causes today, or heart disease? I saw heart disease from like a 7-year-old It's insane.
It's insane. I think I'll follow that up with this. If yes, you're correct. It's very rare. And number two, we had worked with the stroke team here in Houston for 12 years, the top stroke team. One of my friends came in about a month ago. They had a 9, a 10, a 17, 20, 22, 24, 27, 32, 35, and 38-year-old that had strokes in the previous 6-7 weeks. And he said he's unprecedented. That's something you wouldn't see over 4 or 5 years, those kind of age groups having strokes. Mm. There are vasculitis-type cases, like people with lupus vasculitis, they can get strokes. It's very rare, and you don't see them. You know, they see 6 to 10 patients a day in the stroke unit, and, nobody has those issues. Usually, the usual suspects, in general, metabolic syndrome leading to eventually strokes and heart attacks. So people that are young don't get a metabolic syndrome, insulin-dependent, hypertensive, that type of thing. It doesn't happen. These people are falling dead with completely normal vessels, and they're falling dead because the clot shot is responsible for this.
And how do you make that connection?
That's probably the best way.
And this is the problem, is that it's like the perfect crime if people are simply trying to speculate. The layman says, well, what is it that a whole bunch of people were forced to do in 2022 that they weren't forced to do at the beginning of 2021? And yet they're being called idiots. They're being called conspiracy theorists. And of course, the media is colluding to put down all questions and dissent. So what do layman people need to know about why it's perfectly reasonable to suspect the jab?
So first of all, the mainstream media is the major outlet for this fifth generation warfare. It is done so that you will accept this this kind of information, and it's done to manipulate your brain to do this. I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news, so I'm it's hard to manipulate me. That's going back about 40 years now. So, but at the end of the day, this is intentional manipulation of the data, of the information, to make you believe what they want you to believe. So if you continue to watch it, that's what's going to happen. So, there's nothing to do. That they have a coordinated, collaborated attempt to manipulate this data. So you're stuck with that if you keep watching it. Number two, this stuff is real. They're not doing the data analysis. They're not doing the autopsies. They're not looking for the problem. And if you don't look for something, you don't find it. So I don't know what to say other than that's unfortunately where we are right now.
Well, I compiled a short list of hot links from the Liberty Daily. 21-year-old surfer dies suddenly. Senior VP vax mandating Fox News dies. Fox News reporter dies from heart attack, 47. Vibrant young Scotswoman dies suddenly. Boy 14 dies suddenly of cardiac arrest. Who ever heard of a 14-year-old dying of cardiac arrest, and yet they want to push the clot shot on six-month-old babies? What are you doing?
The data.
What are you?
So yeah, let me say this. The data analysis, please. If you look at it, even in the original Pfizer data, everyone needs to know this. The original Pfizer data, the VERSE studies, 20,000 in the vaccinated versus unvaccinated, there were 183% more serious adverse events happening in the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated that led to hospitalization. So in the original data set, this whole 95% stuff was a relative risk of having had a documented case of COVID. But the risk of hospitalization was 183% higher. Number two, the absolute risk was about a 0.4 difference percent. So it wasn't even a 1% relative risk and absolute risk. I don't know if people understand the difference, but relative risk is basically a way to make it look really bad. The absolute risk difference was 0.4 of a case of COVID happening, symptoms of COVID, not deaths, not hospitalizations. So just I'm going to go back to it and sum it up. 183% more serious adverse events in the vaccinated in the first 90 days, 22 deaths in the vaccinated versus 13 in the unvaccinated. These are original trials. So the original trials basically had worse outcomes there. And then in the children.
And then they went ahead with it anyway.
It went ahead with it anyway. In children, it's 0.1 per 100,000 infection fatality rate up to age 11. They didn't test for symptoms. They only tested for antibody production. That's it. And your immune system does more than antibodies. And usually the people who have the worst antibodies means that their cellular immune response is so weak that they made a lot of antibodies. And that means that their natural killer cells, their cytotoxic T cells, their macrophages didn't help them kill the virus. So when you look at hospitalized patients who have never been vaccinated, the ones who do the worst are the ones who had higher antibody responses. Antibodies are not, they're the left-handed side of the immune system, the more powerful side of the cellular immune response. So they've basically made this whole thing based on a false premise of antibodies being the major protectors against these types of illnesses, that they're not. Interferon's a major protector. Cellular immune responses are major protectors. Antibodies are just part of the team, and they're one of the weaker members of the team. You know, it's like the left fielder. You know, so basically this is all on false premises. And it's been a charade the entire time. And this, as I said, people need to read about fifth generation warfare. You're being told about man-made climate change. You're being told about the unprovoked war in Ukraine. You're being told to think the way they want you to think. And if you're not willing to be a critical thinker, you're basically might as well, you know, you don't even bother. You know, you have no chance in this world.
Doctor,
to have
do you have a reference for fifth generation warfare that you referred to? Because it sounds very interesting. People might want to read about it.
It's in Wikipedia. Yeah, it's in Wikipedia. You can just look it up there, start there. Robert Malone's been speaking about it a lot because he's been, you know, he worked for DARPA. Robert's a true insider. He worked in the defense system. He understands it really well. So some of his work, he's on Substack and writes about it quite a bit.
We're going to have to wrap this up. I'm sorry to say. And and it's part of the pattern. I could talk to you for another hour. The pattern of being lied to on a regular basis, including that it was all a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It was just the opposite. The opposite. Yeah. Or that a mask can protect you or protect somebody else instead of it will just hinder your ability
to breathe
oxygen.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I want your audience to
please
know that every single study that was done eliminated anybody with natural immunity because they basically never studied a patient with natural immunity because there'd be no reason to, because all the naturally immune people never die from COVID. If you're naturally immune, your chance of dying are incredibly low. So all those studies eliminated the natural immunity, and then they still wanted those
we
natural
run.
Immunity patients to go get back.
How do we find
great
you, Dr. Richard
so
Urso? How do we find you?
Thank you. Richard Urso, MD, on Twitter and globalcovidsummit.org.
Globalcovidsummit.org. Hope to have you back. Thank you, Doctor. We
Thank
so
you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. We're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll have Angie Wong joining us. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com, and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference in all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness, to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. As is sometimes the case, we're having a little trouble getting our next guest. She's going to be talking about, and we hope we get her, talking about this classified document situation, which I touched on. Let me just go back here. You can't make this stuff up. While we're waiting, let me just tell you about this story because I have a huge stack full of stuff. I really do. And let me find it here. Yes. Okay. So an ex-top FBI agent who investigated Trump for ties to Russia just got arrested over alleged ties to Russia. You know, are you noticing a pattern here? I am so glad that our guest, who I'm sorry I had to rush off the phone so quickly, mentioned fifth generation warfare, because something very suspicious is going on concerning what we are being fed. It's almost as if there was a list of things that would harm you individually, that would harm you and your family, that would harm your life, your liberty, your rights, your God-given rights, that's what they're doing. Even, and it seemed to start with COVID, when all of a sudden, even when it was clear that getting fresh air and breathing when you have a potential lung ailment or virus, a virus that attacks the respiratory system, the idea of shutting people up and putting a rag on their face, keeping them indoors so they can't go outside, should have been the very first clue in a long, long line of clues that everything they say, the opposite is true. And that, in fact, is a hashtag that my friend Vic Porcelli has at least tried to proliferate. Everything they say, the opposite is true. Vic Porcelli is somebody that I do a regular weekly show with. I mean, I'm a guest. I don't host the show, but I'm a guest. I love being guest on various talk radio shows. And Vic Porcelli and his stable of buddies over there in St. Louis put together something called Etstoit, hashtag Etstoit. I encourage you to use it. And here's how it's spelled, E-T-S-T-O-I-T, Etztoit. And Etztoit means, it stands for everything they say, the opposite is true. And this headline is just the beginning, is just one tiny example of example after example after example. I mean, you'd think it would get tiring. Say, see, yeah, right. Everything they accuse their enemies of, their opponents of, the people that they want to shut down, shut up, you know, like you and me, are things that they have been engaged in doing. Not just the classified documents, which seem to be the catch-all umbrella accusation of the moment. I'm highly suspicious about all of it, from the Trump thing. And if Biden is guilty, how come he's a sitting president? They censored a sitting president in Donald Trump. They went after a sitting president. They spied and framed a sitting president. How come there's no FBI raid on Hunter Biden, wherever he happens to be hanging his hat, whether it is Biden's garage with the Corvette or whatever? How come the 88,000 IRS agents that Chucky Schumer and the others want to impose upon all of you never, ever go after Joe and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family for never reporting the $50,000 that they were getting in rent? Who pays $50,000? $50,000? I mean, I don't know if it was monthly or yearly, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was monthly. Biden was living in the very home with the so-called alleged classified documents. Appears that we are going to be having our guest call in, and I hope she does, because we are talking about this very issue right now. I just want to alert you to this story, though, that the FBI, a former FBI agent in New York who investigated the Trump campaign's alleged ties to Russia in 2016, has been charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions for trying to help Russia oligarch Deripaska evade the penalties. And the Justice Department said on Monday. Now, why are they going after him? Charles McGonigal, former FBI special agent in charge of counterintelligence in New York field office. If our previous guest's ideas are correct, I mean, the fifth generation warfare, never trust that what they tell you is the reason they're doing things is actually the reason they're doing things. Only now, this was my first guess, this was my first hunch, shall we say, that they decided to go after Biden because they chose that particular thing, classified documents, because they've already accused Trump of it. But they didn't just accuse him of it. They claimed that it was necessary to do an FBI raid in the middle of the night and go through Melania's underwear drawer and go through her closet. Now, who thinks that there weren't many other agenda items in going through Melania's closet at Mar-a-Lago? Who thinks that was all it was they were looking for? When you are dealing with entities that actually will frame people, they don't need evidence. They will frame somebody who they see to be a serious threat to their tyrannical agenda. And, it looks like Angie's on hold. Boy, we don't have much time, but Angie Wong joins us right now. Let me get my notes. Hi, Angie. Thank you for stopping by here on Spouting Off.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. We'll have to have you back when we have full time here. Even our segments are short. Just for our audience, since I didn't introduce you, Angie's a graduate of Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. After graduating, she had a successful career as a news editor and also a national media spokesperson for Veterans for America, VFAF, currently on a nationwide tour to get out the votes. Well, that's a little outdated. Election 2022. Let's not talk about that. But we do want to talk. Yeah. So, Angie, what do you make of this sudden obsession with classified documents? Not just Trump, but now Biden and now Pence. You know, enlighten us. Shed some light. What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, it seems like everyone's got classified documents. Maybe I should go to my closet and have a look, because it seems to be like all the rage right now. Look, I mean, these guys are taking home top secret documents that they should be reading in a sift. And for whatever reason, they've been very sloppy about it. Everyone in Washington who is an elected leader is certainly looking under their beds and looking for a way out, because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more than just the three people that we're discussing here who took home documents.
Yes. Well, and I have yet to see the FBI do a raid in the middle of the night of Hunter Biden or even Pence. This is breaking news with Pence. Is he admitting that he had the classified documents, or someone found them? Because, like you said, everybody's looking for them. Meanwhile, we have governments who are doing business with foreign agents openly and brazenly. So, crazy world we're living in.
Yeah, no, it certainly, we're definitely highlighting the two levels of justices that, if you're a conservative versus a liberal faces. And I think that we've seen it on all levels of government and media in the last 2 years. So this is not surprising whatsoever. What is surprising is how it's being handled. And my worry is that if a special counsel that was appointed is in bed with the current FBI and DOJ, then we're going to have a lot of foot dragging and a lot of, just general lawfare happening. We're not going to see any results. I don't expect to see too much coming out of this. There's going to be a lot of questions asked, and there's going to be a lot of, we're under investigation type responses given.
Yeah, I love when they say, we're going to appoint a special committee to investigate that issue. And then Bill Barr, and I'm talking about, how long it took to find any kind of accountability or culpability. And of course, they never did. Because if you wait them out long enough, then nobody cares anymore, right?
That's right. That's right. And we're going to get results December 2024, right after the presidential election. And that is well orchestrated. I mean, it's going to be a nothing burger, unfortunately. Look, I really love that the press has turned on Biden. I think it's fantastic to finally see members of our press corps do real investigative journalism. We've been missing them for the last couple of years. So now, they've been lied to way too much by the White House, and they can't have Jean-Pierre cannot have a real response to anything. Everything is, I defer to this person, that person, and that person. And that person who she defers to doesn't have to have a press conference, right? So we're going to go in circles. There's going to be a lot of stonewalling. And unfortunately, I hope all of this does not deter Jim Jordan or Comer from doing their job investigating for the oversight and judicial committees of the House.
Right. And for cynics like myself, and I'm not alone, there are a lot of people who, when you've been lied to as consistently, I mean, it's almost magnificently consistently, you always figure, I guess the media has been given the go-ahead to do investigative journalism because they're ready to offload Joe Biden now that they've gotten whatever they needed to get from him. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, Joe's in trouble, and you're starting to see the panic. I almost think in some strange way, you always have to look at how someone benefits from all this. There is an angle where Joe Biden does benefit from the secret files coming to light at the timing that it did. Remember, January 9th was the first time that this news was leaked to NBC and Fox that there were secret files found. Now, that actually benefits the Biden administration in multiple ways, because remember what happened the weekend before. Kevin McCarthy got voted in as House Speaker, and Jim Jordan released his statement of work for the Judiciary Committee. There was, on day one, they promised Republicans that investigations will start. And guess what happened on day one? There was a bigger story. It took all the media air out of the news to focus on a different scandal, not a scandal that was, you know, brought on by investigations, but one that, you know, I think the Biden administration has some control over.
I have a hard time believing that this helps Biden, other than it helps the whomevers. That's what we got to call them, because we don't know who's really directing the Biden administration at this point. But people got to be a little bit gullible to think that Biden himself is making these decisions. How could we not think that this was planned for the beginning of 2023? It's like they've got this all planned for, you know, months, years in advance, what they're going to do next. I realize you have to, we have to address what's happening before us, but we also have to be very, very skeptical. What do you want to leave us with, Angie Wong? Sorry that our time was so short, but I don't know, what encourages you, if anything, that you can share with our audience?
Well, I mean, look, we are starting to see similarities between the House Speaker vote fight as well as the upcoming RNC chair vote, the secret vote that's taking place on Friday. You're seeing a splintered Republican Party between the traditional Republicans and the MAGA Republicans. And, you know, I really enjoy the debate, and I'm so happy that, you know, we have these freedom fighters that are pushing this agenda forward, because we would have been status quo had that not happened. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited for the new slate of 23 and 24 Republican candidates that I'm seeing emerge. They're slowly coming out and they're slowly announcing. So my PAC, we're very much looking forward to supporting.
Oh, what is that address?
Out.
We gotta wrap it up real quick. What is that email address so we can find you and follow you?
Yes, you can find us at legacy-pac.org. That's legacy-pac.org. Thank you so much for
Angie
having me.
Angie Wong, thank you so much for coming on. Well, that does it for this edition of Spouting Off. Tune in on Thursday, Friday of this week, and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday every week at 1 p.m. Eastern, when there will be oh so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.